Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Why are we doing a Saturday edition? The Saturday before Christmas, you might ask. Because I'd like to pay honor, pay homage, pay respect to some extraordinary Americans who gave their life in the line of duty, who this holiday season, because of the extraordinary generosity of our friends at Tunnel to Towers, the great charity out of New York, their families, these military and police heroes, their families are going to get their mortgages paid, have that financial burden lifted from them. They're going to be mortgage-free for the rest of their lives, thanks to Tunnel to Towers, the incredible charity. We've had Frank on this show, Frank Siller, who started the foundation to honor his firefighter brother who died on 9/11. And the name, as we remember Frank telling us, the name of the foundation, Tunnel to Towers, the reason why is because Frank's brother ran from the Lincoln Tunnel to the towers at the World Trade Center to fight the fire, rescue people, fight that horrible terror attack, and he died there that day. And Frank has never forgotten his brother's sacrifice, and what he's done has created, I think, one of the most exciting and effective charities in America, helping to heal the wounds of families who lost a loved one either in military service or police service, or in some cases, some of our heroes that we're going to talk about today have both a military and a police background when they gave their lives to this country, to protect this country. So today, I just want to shout out five families, five extraordinary American heroes who aren't with us, whose families are left behind, who this holiday season are getting the good news that their mortgages, their household payments are being eliminated. Their mortgages are being paid out because of the extraordinary generosity of Tunnel to Towers. And so here's our first hero. What an amazing story. Luis Mario Herrera. He was a 23-year veteran of the Lincoln, Nebraska Police Department. He lost his life just a couple of months ago, September 7, 2020, 2 weeks after being shot while he tried to serve an arrest warrant in a case. Herrera was a U.S. Army veteran and served in the Army Reserves. He started his career in law enforcement with the Nebraska State Patrol in 1995. How cool is that? He joined the Lincoln Police Department as an officer in 1997, later becoming an investigator. Now, he left behind his incredible wife, Carrie, and their four children, Carlos, Olivia, Celia, and Adelina. And Tunnel to Towers has paid off that family's mortgage in time for the 2020 Season of Hope campaign. Investigator Herrera, we'll never forget your sacrifice, and to your extraordinary wife, Carrie, and your four children, God bless you. We're so glad that Tunnel to Towers was able to do something special for you this holiday season. You deserve that and a whole lot more. You have our adoration, our love from Just the News, from John Solomon Reports. Thank you for the extraordinary sacrifice of your dad, your husband. We'll never forget him here at Just the News. All right, another hero about to be mentioned here. Jesus Manuel Chewy was his nickname, Cordova. He worked for the Nogales Police Department in Texas. He was shot and killed while attempting to apprehend a carjacking suspect on April 27th, 2018, just about 2.5 years ago. Officer Cordova had served with the Nogales Police Department for a year after having served with the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department for 10 years. Now, he left behind his wife, Alyssa, who was pregnant at the time of his death, and he has 3 children, Nicholas, Sophia, and Victoria. Alyssa gave birth to their 4th child, Jesus, in the summer of 2019. What an extraordinary family. What an extraordinary sacrifice. Tunnel to Towers, well, they paid off the family's mortgage as part of the 2020 Season of Hope campaign. We're so glad. Jesus, Manuel, Chewy, Cordova, we're not going to forget you for your sacrifice, your commitment to public safety. You put it all on the line for us. We're so grateful. And I must say, we're so happy that your wife, Alyssa, and your 4 wonderful children won't have the burden of a house mortgage anymore, thanks to Tunnel to Towers. What a amazing story. Thank you, the Cordova family. You've sacrificed much. We've given, through Tunnel to Towers, at least a little back to you. We hope it helps. What an amazing opportunity. Frank Siller, thank you for all the things you do for this extraordinary population, this extraordinary community of blue-green heroes whose families are left behind after tragedy. We're so glad, so glad that you're serving them. All right, our 3rd hero of the day, Eldemiro Garza. He was a police officer for the McAllen, Texas Police Department, and he lost his life earlier this year while responding to a domestic disturbance call. How many times do we hear of officers killed in the line of duty during a domestic violence call? Died, Eldemiro de Garza, patrolman, died July 11th, 2020, when he arrived with his fellow officer, Ismael Chavez, at a residence, approached the front door, and they were immediately shot and killed. Officer Garza, 45, was a 9-year veteran of the McAllen Police Department. He leaves behind his wife, Brenda, and their 4 children. And this holiday season, though they'll be the first without their dad, their husband, they'll at least have the burden of their house mortgage eliminated, thanks to Tunnel to Towers. Eldemiro Garza, we will not forget your extraordinary sacrifice. Thank you for serving us, and thank you for keeping our community safe. Your sacrifice, never to be forgotten, certainly here at Just the News. All right, a 4th hero here, David Romrell. David Romrell, South Salt Lake City police officer. He was 31 years old. He was killed a little over 2 years ago, November 24, 2018, after being intentionally struck by a vehicle fleeing from a burglary. What a horrible loss. Officer Romrell was a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and he had served with the South Salt Lake Police Department for 11 months. So he was only on the job a year when his life was taken by that horrible driver. He survived by his extraordinary wife, Elizabeth, and their son, Jackson, who was just 4 months old when his father passed away. This family, and I'm looking at the family pictures, both of Officer Romrell in his Marine uniform and with his wife right after the birth of their extraordinary son, Jackson, walking with him in a field. These are beautiful pictures. They bring tears to my eyes, and I'm sure they would for you too. Well, David Romrell, your sacrifice is not going to be forgotten. And this holiday season, thanks to the great Tunnel to Towers Foundation folks, your family's home has been paid off. The mortgage is gone, taking a little bit of the burden off of your extraordinary wife, Elizabeth, and your young son, Jackson. They won't be forgotten, nor will your sacrifice. We're so lucky to have such heroes in this country. When I hear about defunding the police or criticizing police or calling them racist, just remember these extraordinary heroes, Latino, white, black, all public servants, all people who gave their life in the service of their country, many of them serving both in the military and in law enforcement. What an extraordinary double commitment to public service you see in that. All right, we've got one last hero we're going to salute today. We have many more that we want to do over the next few weeks, but today, Brian Allen Burgess, 29-year-old staff sergeant. He was killed almost a decade ago, March 29th, 2011, in Afghanistan when his unit came under small arms fire. It's been almost a decade since Brian left us. He had served his country for nearly a decade before that. He deployed twice to Iraq and was on his first deployment to Afghanistan when his life was taken away in a violent episode. He left behind his wife, Tiffany, and two children, Makia and Xander. Those are cold names, Makia and Xander. Well, this holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation made sure the Burgess family had no more mortgage debt, no more mortgage burden. Yes, they have a new mortgage-free home through the Gold Star Family Home Program. What a cool program that is. When asked what this means to her, Tiffany Burgess said, "The home symbolizes a stable future for our family." What a cool thing to say. We forget when we have a brave soldier, brave Marine, brave police officer, brave Navy man, whoever they are, Navy woman, when they leave behind, their family has lost one of their bread earners. They've lost some of that stability, some of that certainty, some of that joy, that hopefulness for the future. And when Tunnel to Towers jumps into the void like they did here in this case with Brian Burgess or others, we're bringing a little bit of stability, a little bit of certainty back from a family that has lost so much. When Tiffany Burgess said that, I now know what she means after reading these stories and getting to meet some of these families over the years through my journalism. Amazing heroes, amazing families. It's the whole family that commits to service when one member goes into the Army, goes into the Marines, goes into the Navy, the Air Force, into law enforcement. The whole family is part of that commitment. And when their loved one is taken away, the burden is shared across the entire family. Young children, young wives, young husbands left behind. We can't forget just how big the void is, how big the sacrifice is. And so today, Brian Allen Burgess, David Romwell, Aldemaro Garza, Jesus Manuel Chuy Cordova, and Luis Mario Herrera, your families have a little more comfort this holiday season, but your sacrifices, your commitment to public service, your heroism, we're not going to forget it. We salute it today. We salute it through this whole holiday season. And I promise you, for years and years to come, those of us here at Just the News will remember you. And we cherish your families. We hold them in high esteem. We're so glad Tunnel to Towers is doing something for them this holiday season, because you guys did so much for us here in America. You gave the ultimate sacrifice protecting us, and we are forever grateful. All right, folks, that wraps up this special holiday edition. Hopefully it brought a little cheer to your heart to know that five hero families this holiday season got a very special gift. I know it's special to me. I love what Tunnel to Towers has done. I love what Frank has started and continued for now, almost two decades. From the tragedy his own family suffered, we now have all of this incredible hope and comfort and goodness being shared around this holiday season. I love what the Season of Hope campaign does, the Gold Star Family campaign does. Incredible, incredible program. If you have a chance, check them out, donate. If you got some extra money left at the end of the year and you want to make a commitment, by all means, please do something special for them. They are making a really, really, really big difference. All right, folks, that wraps it up. A special Saturday edition, the Saturday before Christmas edition, Season of Hope, Tunnel to Towers, five amazing families, five amazing American heroes. Please don't forget them. Say a prayer for their families. Remember what they've done for us. We'll be back Monday with a whole new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where, well, we'll have a lot of breaking news next week, even though it's a holiday week. We'll be back with all that. If you need a news fix over the weekend, just check us out at justthenews.com. Until then, God bless you. God bless America. Have a safe, happy, and very special weekend with your family and friends. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.